there, boys and girls. That theme song is the Children's Bible Club Boys and Girls welcoming you to the broadcast today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, inviting you to join in singing with us. I'm also here with a good Bible story just for you. So, here are Mr. Woods and the children ready to begin. Thank you, boys and girls. I know your songs are a blessing to our Children's Bible Club listeners. Bible Clubbers, I have something I am a little bit puzzled about. You know, quite a while ago, actually a few months ago, I asked all the Bible Clubbers listening to send us a picture of themselves. Here in the studio, we would enjoy meeting you in that way and knowing you better when the Children's Bible Club meets every week. Well, I was surprised, actually disappointed, that not many took me up on that. I don't know whether they were afraid they'd scare the mailman or what. But surely you have a school picture or a snapshot tucked away somewhere that you could spare, and it surely would be a good way for us to get better acquainted with you. So rumble through your stuff and come up with a little picture that'll fit in an envelope and send it to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. I want a picture of you kids from the States, from the islands, from Europe, from the British Isles, or wherever you're hearing the program. Now, do your very best. Get your picture off to me, and maybe a little note that tells your age and maybe your pet or something. Send it to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. We'll be watching the mail for it, and we'll see if we can get a whole bulletin board or a wall full of pictures of happy Bible Clubbers. And now, let's sing again before our story. Today's story is The Conquest of Jericho. When God parted the Jordan River and the Israelites boldly crossed over on dry ground, the king and soldiers and people of Jericho were so afraid they shut and bolted the city gates, and no one was allowed to go in or out. They dared not chance opening the gates even for a moment. They would be safe inside the strong walls of their fortress. Jericho may have expected catapults hurling rocks over the walls or battering rams against the gates, but surely not the battle plan that God gave Joshua. Early the first morning, Joshua ordered all the armed soldiers to line up in ranks, and after them came 7 priests with ram's horns for trumpets, and after them came 4 priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, and after the Ark, the symbol of God's presence, came the remainder of the army. The priests were to blow the trumpets as they marched, but everyone else was to make not one sound with their voice, or even speak a word. What an order! In other words, keep your mouth shut. That'd be hard to do. But after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness for griping and unbelief, they had learned it was important to control their tongues. When everyone was in order, Joshua shouted, "Forward, march!" And that strange army of thousands moved forward, absolutely silent except for the trumpets. They marched around the big city once and silently returned to camp. The watchmen on the towers of Jericho were puzzled by this move and reported strange action to the king. The enemy had not stormed the walls, and Jericho breathed a sigh of relief. The next morning, the watchmen on the wall saw the army coming again and signaled to warn the people below. But just as before, first came the armed soldiers, then the priests, then the Ark of the Covenant, then the rest of the army. And the watchmen looked with fear and wonder as the huge army marched silently around the city one time and retreated to their camp. The third day brought the same routine. Soldiers, priests, ark, reward, one time around the city without a word, and back to camp. The fourth, fifth, and sixth day, the same thing happened. By now, the people in Jericho were so scared that they were nervous wrecks. How could they protect themselves against this strange foe? Ah, God was working his psychological warfare. And on the seventh day, the army again formed ranks. Forward, march! And march they did. Around the city once, twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Then the priests blew their trumpets loud and long, and Joshua took off the gag order. "Shout," he yelled, "for the Lord has given you the city." Then he added, "But this city is accursed. Don't save anyone alive, and do not take anything out of the city. The gold and silver and vessels of brass and iron are to be saved for the Lord's treasury, consecrated to his worship and service. But you are to keep absolutely nothing for yourselves." So the trumpets blew, the people shouted, and the walls of Jericho began to crack with a loud thundering groan. And then, like a violent explosion, those huge walls crashed down. They didn't just fall, they fell down flat. Israel's army rushed over the rubble and conquered the city. What a victory God gave, not because of the Israelites' strength, no, but because of God's power. Everyone in the city was killed. That is, everyone except one woman and her family. The 2 spies rescued Rahab and her family just as they had promised. How did they find the right house in all the destruction and rubble? Oh, you know, they looked for the red cord in the window. Yes, there it was, waving in the wind, the sign of her faith. The men led her and all who were in the house safely out and to Israel's camp, where they lived safe and secure ever after. What an awful day for Jericho, who had rejected God. But what a glorious day for Rahab. In the chaos, she was spared from death, but she was also delivered from sin by faith in the God of heaven. She was spared because of the red cord. What a lovely picture of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on the cross for our sin. The Bible says, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. In Egypt, when the Israelites put sacrificial blood over their door, the death angel passed over and spared the eldest child. That's how important the blood of Christ is. Faith in his death and resurrection and cleansing blood is all you need to be saved, but no other means will do. Rahab didn't put out a green flag or a striped towel or just hide and hope to get by. No, she put out the red cord as commanded. Have you trusted Christ? Has his blood covered your sins? No substitute will do. Church membership, baptism, nothing will substitute for trusting Christ. Remember, Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And now, God bless you, and tune in next time to see what happens with Joshua and his multitude.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.